Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much, as always, for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome, and while it is a fun time here at the Chamber as we get ready for the four Bs, the Big Boom Bracket Battle, I know that nominations are now being accepted, and so this is an event I remember vividly last year, but for those maybe that need a reminder, or those that are maybe new, kind of describe what's going on, when it starts, and all that fun stuff.
Yes, so this is the official kickoff to the annual fireworks fundraising drive, and it's just a fun way to get people involved and be looking forward to summer and a way to start the fundraising a little bit sooner. We used to hold off until April and the annual dinner, and then we found a way to kind of embrace some of the March activities with different brackets and contests and fun, and so this is our sixth year of doing the Big Boom Bracket Battle. You have to say it really fast.
You do.
Get used to it. And so we're really excited about this. So Big Boom being that it is fireworks and we're fundraising for it, and the Bracket Battle being the actual logistics of the contest. And so it's really exciting right now because it's gearing up for it. We're trying to build the hype for it. Right now we are in the nomination phase. So this is for anyone and everyone. Self-nominations are accepted as well, to nominate someone that you think might be good for the fundraiser, the bracket, or someone that you might want to see get a pie in the face if they make it through the rounds. So only one person will get a pie in their face, but it takes several weeks to get there because we start with a nomination round. Give us a call, send us an email or a message on Facebook saying, this is the person. Ideally, you'd provide some contact information so we can follow up with them so that we can actually ask them, do you want to be a part of this? We're not going to put anyone in if they don't want to be a part of it. Okay. And then nominations are due next Wednesday. And then that gives us a time, if we get some late last minute nominations, to follow up with them, get a photo of each of them. And then on Friday is when we will launch the elimination round. Okay. And that is all on Facebook. So we post a photo album of all of the nominees that have accepted. And we invite the general public, not just people in Perry, anyone can vote with a like or a love on Facebook on their photo. And that will determine who will move on to the next round, which will be the Sweetest Pie 16 bracket battle. And so it's just a really fun way. We've got nominations coming in already, people that have been a part of it in the past and they just love the activity, they love the fireworks and they want to be a part of it. Other new names that come in every year and, you know, people we don't even know, which is great because then we meet people and we get more people involved with it. So it's really grown over the years by the numbers in terms of how many people. We had 50 people in the elimination round last year, which is just huge. So obviously there were even more nominations that came in because not everyone says yes to possibly getting a pie in the face. So we just encourage nominations right now and we'll go on from there. So after the elimination round, the first Tuesday of March will be the actual first round of the brackets.
Awesome. And well, I know, well, you know, we were talking and I know this is kind of an event that started while you were here, kind of by you for the chamber. What has been kind of your favorite part over the years from just seeing all the nominations to getting the pie in the face? Yeah, what has been the highlight for you?
Oh, man, so many highlights. I mean, it started off with, you know, the idea from Joe Sarwinski being really into March Madness and brackets and all of that. And I'm like, I know nothing about this. So for one thing, you know, learning something new and adapting it to be something fun for the community, that even if you aren't into basketball, you aren't into brackets and things, it's a fun way that people are familiar with, at least, and something fun in March where, you know, there isn't a whole lot of things going on for us anyway. We're getting ready for the annual dinner, but we don't have any events. And so this really takes on all of March to coordinate all of these things because there's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes when it comes to all the donations that come in and tracking and promoting and keeping everyone up to date with who's winning, because it is really head to head sometimes, down to the wire, down to the minute, of who's going to make it onto the next round. So just the overall activity is just fun, but being surprised at the end and of who makes it onto the next round. And it's so silly and quirky, but it brings people joy in terms of like how ridiculous this is and knowing that they're helping be a part of something that we all can enjoy in July. It's just fun. So like my favorites though are when the kiddos do the pie in the face, because they just are so excited about it.
Sure.
And so like I don't have any bias, But if I had bias, it would be that they have a kiddo that will be doing the pie in the face. That's who I want the winner to be, whoever it is. So yeah, we've been doing this for 5 years. We've had actually 6 people get a pie in the face over the years. The first year was a tie and we allowed that, but it's just been really fun.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, now let's talk about, you mentioned obviously the annual dinner. I know that's coming up at the beginning of April, but maybe just give a little save the date kind of information about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So Tuesday, April 1st will be our annual dinner. It's usually been on the first Tuesday of April. We shifted it last year, just needing a little bit more time, but we are looking forward to getting back on track with that first Tuesday of April. So we haven't put anything out, any official invitations out yet. So this is kind of a save the date to be thinking about. Every year we give out awards. So we have the Business of the Year Award and we have the Volunteer of the Year Award. So think back to 2024 and different individuals or businesses that really made an impact in the community. Be thinking about that because we'll have a call for nominations here soon. We'll be getting out more information about the annual dinner in general, but we're really excited to have that kind of as an annual celebration, looking back on the past year, all the successes and ways that we work together, elevating some, you know, great news as far as looking back on those highlights and then awarding some of the individuals. Always have a keynote speaker and, you know, something like that where it's like we're just taking a look back and looking forward as well. So we do have an announcement that I can't share yet. Okay. So I'm excited about that. But more will be coming for the annual dinner. But based on the time frame, we are looking to bring back the pie in the face at the annual dinner. So we've done that a couple times. Okay. And so it's fun and messy, but it's fun to have an audience instead of just outside and doing a Facebook Live. We'll still do a Facebook Live. But, you know, having that as an entertainment finale for the annual dinner as well to cap off that big boom bracket battle in March.
That'll be really exciting. And, you know, I just want to mention, it's funny that how everything's falling on the first. You had Burr fall on the 1st of February. Obviously, the big boom bracket battle, that is starting on the 1st. Those were both Saturdays. And now the annual dinner on the 1st. I don't know. It's just...
That's just how it happens with the calendar. So, in my mind, that would be great if everything started on the 1st, sure. But that's just not how it always falls. But so no April Fools or anything. But yes, Tuesday, April 1st is the date of our annual dinner.
Awesome. Before we let you go, can you maybe run through some of the winners and stuff from like the Big Boom Bracket Battle and all that?
Yeah, so we've had, like I said, 6 different winners over the 5 past years. So a big thank you to everyone that has been a part of the Big Boom Bracket Battle in any way, but a special thanks to those that won in past years. So last year we had Alex Lott from the Perry Police Department, and then we also had Deepak Nayar from Blue Jay Market the previous year, Michael Penico in 2022, Sean Welch in 2021, Eddie Diaz and JP Holgan from 2020 that both got a pie in the face. So people that we know, people from the community. And so be thinking about who you want to get a pie in the face and nominate them and then vote for them and then donate for them down the road.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to see who the winner is this year. And again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, appreciate you stopping in and can't wait until next week when we get a little closer.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, awesome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.